I'll take the whole firm at David Dunn's firm, Athletes First, Rep One, take the top executives, look down their paths. None of them are the same.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
All these little pivots you're going to do, you're going to do them.
Right.
I know chefs that end up starting pickup sticks, right? Came over from China, not a lick of English, dishwasher at a Chinese restaurant and ends up being a billionaire owning pickup sticks. I couldn't tell you what path that was, but I'll tell you two things he believes in: laws of the universe and law of Goya. He beat him with math. He was a dishwasher, but he was like the CEO when he was a dishwasher. He put his passion, his purpose, and looked for profitability while he's washing dishes. He was learning English. That's all you gotta do.
Right.
But keep it moving. There's a million different ways. I'll take the whole firm at David Dunn's firm, Athletes First, Rep One. Want to be a sports agent, CAA, IMG. Take the top executives, look down their paths. None of them are the same. But I'll tell you what they all have in common. They believe somehow in the laws of the universe, and they all believe in the law of Goya. They weren't high on their mom's couch thinking, I'm going to go to law school. I'm going to, you know.
Yeah. On this day, I'm going to quit my job and then do something else.
Which makes it nice for you because you don't have to worry anymore.
Right.
Right? You just stay focused on doing it and enjoying every day, enjoying the pursuit of your potential. You can end up wherever you want, but when you're doing it, put the purpose and passion and look for the profitability. At 4 years old, you play baseball and you tell someone, I'm gonna be a baseball player. I'm gonna play for the New York Yankees. Nobody at 4 years old says no. Nobody says, oh, it's gonna take, you know, at least 18 years till you're gonna make it. But I love the fact you can be 28 years old instead of 8, and everyone tells you immediately, oh, well, you can't do that. Oh, it's gonna take you 18 years to get there. But I have so many 50 and 60-year-old people tell me, I wanna do this with my life, but I can't because I'm stuck here. I'm like, I don't get it. I was a millionaire 9 months out of law school. I know guys, they changed their profession at 25, and 5 years later, they're a millionaire, 10 years. So you're 55, can you wait till you're 65 to be a millionaire, to really love what you do? But you enjoy the journey to get to be a professional soccer player. You were like, oh, I'm bummed out. I'm only playing 12-year-old soccer. Yeah, because you're 12. You know, I'm bummed out, you know, because I'm sitting here at this position right now. Yeah, because you're just starting. But what if you get the mental side of it right and say, I'm going to be the first one here, last one to leave. I'm going to find everything good about this place. I'm going to start asking questions, asking for help, seeing how I can be of service to people here, getting involved more, whatever it is. Love what you do. You never work a day in your life. And half of that's just perception. You can look at it and say, this is hard, or look at it and say, God, this is great. I will tell you, the hardest things, the most challenging things, my biggest failures are the best things that ever have happened to me. Best things. You've heard my garbage example, you watch a lot of my videos. It's my favorite one. I hate freaking garbage. And the reason I do six kids, for some reason, I have bad garbage karma. They always make me take it out. Four brothers and a sister. Then I get into fraternity, football fraternity, smallest guy. Guess who has to take the trash out of my fraternity? That's really sucky. Then I end up with a girlfriend, then a fiance, then a wife. Tiny girls, because I'm tiny. They're not taking the trash out. Then I end up with three daughters, right? Literally spilling, kicking, hating the trash. I decide to put my thing to practice. I said, you know what? I'm going to look at the trash differently. So consider that being a job that you hate.
Right.
Because that's what it was for me, taking the trash out. I said, you know what? What if when I took out trash, I did something that I love, which was, I don't have time to think about what I want in my life to make me happy. Just a couple moments, every break, every time, plus I'm going to do good deeds and I'm going to make my trash good deeds. So if I see trash on the street, I'm going to create a void for the universe to give back to me. And when I create a little void, picking up trash, throwing away, I'm going to ask big to the universe what I want. I want $100 billion. I don't know how to get there yet, but I want it. So I started taking the trash out, thinking, and I took it out slower. I'd be at a friend's house. I'm like, hey, can I take that out? Because I just wanted a break.
Yeah.
I wanted to think, and I made a purpose with passion to think about what's going to make me happy. My energy changed about trash. Stopped spilling it. No broken glass cutting me anymore. You know, didn't drip on all the shit that happens when you take when you hate it, right? Slamming it, it spill. I can't tell you how much time. Now, here's the weirdest thing, and this is true, that my three daughters, now they're teenagers, teenagers are the stupidest people on earth. Sorry, if you are, I'll help you, but nothing I can do. I was one. All of a sudden, I went to go take the trash out, and my 16-year-old daughter, or now she's 17 at the time, the most difficult middle child of all of them, is like, oh, let me get that for you. I believe the reason is because my energy, right? She saw that all of a sudden, it's like someone eating cake and going, oh, this is the best cake. You want to be like, hey, can I have that cake? I think she felt my energy that there's something different, like, because I was always doing this, and that's what you want to do. You're never going to be happy if you think you're going to be happy when you get this job.
Right.
Make this job what you love to do. Challenge yourself. I tell people all the time, you're bored at your job, try to do it twice as fast, and then use that extra time to do something that you love to do. Try to make twice as much money as fast as you can. Like, people don't take that. Brad and I have obsessive behavior, and he's laughing at me because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna see how many of these calls I can do. And I'll look up at him, I'm like, ooh, 2 minutes and 42 seconds. Like, that sounds stupid, but if you're taking 12 overview calls a day to help other people, to be of service, it can get mundane.
Yeah.
But I put purpose into it so that it keeps on being fun. I'm challenging. Why do you think people play Fortnite? Because there's constantly this challenge. It's gamification,
right?
But it's more than gamification. I think it's purposification.